For parents, these decisions can get tougher as kids get older. It often boils down to when to step in and when to let go. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the tricky navigation that parents face when they have teenagers.
Los Angeles resident Yolanda Hilario is the mother of two boys, one 11 and one 17, and what she has to say might sound familiar.
For me, it's so much easier. It's so much easier when they're younger. It's the teen years that's the scary part. Sometimes I feel very frazzled.
Take, for example, the current dilemma with her 17-year-old who wants to be dropped off by his mother a block away from school.
He totally doesn't want me to drop him off anymore in school. And sometimes he feels I'm too much of a parent in his life. And it's like, I can handle it. I can do it. Don't go to school.
What's Hilario to do? Here's what Harvard psychologist Richard Weisbord suggests.
I would respect a teenager's wish to want to be dropped off a block away, and for the teenager to look as if he or she is independent. I mean, I think that's actually an important thing to respect.
To borrow a cliche, don't sweat the small stuff. In fact, Weisbord says it's important to let go whenever you can, within reason. But here's the challenge. Just when does the small stuff become the big stuff and a parent has to step in?
College applications. You're like, it's time for college applications. They're due. When are we going to do them? Okay, and I don't see them being done. And it's like, do I need to sit with you for us to get it accomplished? Or I'm going to get it done.
Should she leave it up to him? Maybe not. College is really important. But Weisbord says what's more important is to find out what's really going on. Kids procrastinate for many different reasons.
Sometimes a kid will procrastinate because they will never really feel like they can achieve the concentration that they need to achieve unless they're working at the last minute. Sometimes kids are procrastinating because they really don't want to do something. I mean, you know, sometimes kids will procrastinate in applying to a particular college, for example, because it's not the college they want to go to.
Or maybe they don't really want to go to college at all. Not an option, says Hilario.
I can't just let them fail and not do it and say, oh, well, that was your opportunity to go. No, you have to go. There's no ifs, buts, ands.
Hilario's son did wait till the very last minute, but he did get the applications in. And that's when Hilario decided to weigh in, pointing out potential real-world consequences of procrastination.
I said, you know, we're going to have a conversation about this. Because this is really important for you later on. For school, this is a skill that you're going to need to build because your professors aren't always going to want things late.
Weisbord says Hilario did exactly the right thing. But he says there are times when parents should be even more active. Hilario lives in South Central L.A., a tough neighborhood known for gang violence. She worries her younger son is giving in to peer pressure. She explains he loves the piano and clarinet, but his friends don't.
They'll want to really play rough or a tough game, and he doesn't want to. He's just really wanting to go into one of the libraries or go into his music, and then he goes along with the flow just because everybody's doing it. And sometimes that gets him in trouble.
Weisbord suggests more opportunities for clarinet playing.
You know, what I would do is try and get my kid into communities with other kids who are musicians where clarinet playing and being a fine clarinet player might be valued.
And when kids feel proud of their accomplishments, they also build the self-confidence they need to say no to friends and risky behavior. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.